morning watch. Monday. Week 8. Having dispensational value to God in the last days to turn the age. Related verses. Revelation 12:5. And she brought forth a son, a man-child, who is to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Hebrews 10:22. Let us come forward to the Holy of Holies with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. Hebrews 7:25. Hence also he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward to God through him, since he lives always to intercede for them. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him, for he who comes forward to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be manifested, and I sought to anoint your eyes that you may see. Revelation 11:15. And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. Suggested reading. According to the Bible, the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the enemy. The seed of the woman in Genesis 3 primarily refers to the Lord Jesus, but the overcomers also have a part in the seed. The seed of the woman includes the church, especially the overcomers. Even though the Lord bruised Satan's head, he is still at work. The fulfillment of the seed of the woman bruising Satan can be seen in the man-child in Revelation 12. The only overcomer includes all the overcomers. When God changes his attitude towards a certain matter, he makes a dispensational move. Every dispensational move brings in God's new way. His most important dispensational move is in Revelation 12. He wants to end this age and bring in the age of the kingdom. How can he bring this age to a close and bring in another? He must tap his dispensational instrument. This is what God wants to do today. The rapture of the man-child brings an end to the church age and introduces the kingdom age. The man-child enables God to move. We should never forget that God can be limited. He waits for man in all of his moves. God's binding in heaven is based on our binding on earth. God's loosing in heaven is based on our loosing on earth. Everything depends on the church. It is God's desire that created beings would deal with fallen created beings. According to his purpose, the whole church should deal with Satan. However, the church has failed. Therefore, there is a need for the overcomers to rise up. God's purpose is fulfilled in the overcomers because they work with him. We can see the principle of the overcomers throughout the Word of God. God always lays hold of a group of overcomers to make a dispensational move. The writer of Hebrews tells us to come forward. This phrase is used several times in Hebrews. Come forward to the throne of grace. Come forward to the Holy of Holies. Come forward to God. We need to come forward to three things: to the Holy of Holies, to the throne of grace, and to God himself. Do not shrink backward. Come forward. In Greek, the words come forward are one word. Most versions rendered either as approach, draw near, or come near. According to the best Greek lexicon, however, the primary meaning of this word is come forward. The Hebrew believers were in danger of shrinking back. They were staggering and hesitant, and the book of Hebrews was written to encourage them to come forward. The writer did not tell them to go forward, but to come forward. This means that the writer was in a particular place and that he wanted his readers to come forward to the place where he was. Where is God? He is on the throne of grace. Where is the throne of grace? It is in the Holy of Holies. At the time of the writing of this book, the writer was there in the Holy of Holies, calling the Hebrew brothers to come forward. After the rapture of the woman will be persecuted 3.5 years. Many other of her children will go through the tribulation, but God will keep them. Being an overcomer is not primarily for escaping the tribulation. We need to see of what value the rapture is to the Lord, not to ourselves. Of all the dispensational moves, the man-child is the greatest because it removes man's power and the devil's power, and it brings in the kingdom. We live in the most privileged time. We can do the most for God. Light will show us the way, but strength and power will enable us to walk the road. A great price must be paid in order to be used now.